The line of people who came to support the governor's Healthy Utah plan snaked around the room. The Hospital Association, healthcare executives, even the Utah Mining Association praised Senate Bill 164 for bringing the best return on investment to Utah. Private citizens like Grant Birmingham, a small business owner in Bountiful, pleaded with the committee to pass the bill, even if it only ends up being a two-year pilot program.
I have an untreated medical condition, and I'm likely going to lose my voice. Quite frankly, 2 years will work for me because I'll probably get treatment and get better and get back to work.
But Republican Representative John Stannard of St. George says when he polled his own constituents, a majority did not support the governor's plan. And he said there were too many unknowns about how much it might cost the state in the long term.
Passing Healthy Utah for 2 years with the intent of taking it away is immoral. And passing it for 2 years with the intent of keeping it is irresponsible. And I just don't know how to get between the two of those.
In the end, the bill received 4 votes of support and 9 opposed. Then House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan introduced his plan. HB 446 would expand the state's existing basic health care plan for the poor, known as the Primary Care Network. Critics called the plan inadequate. Alan Dayton, vice president of government relations for Intermountain Healthcare, spoke in support of the bill, calling it a good, reasonable compromise. But Representative John Cox questioned him.
Mr. Dayton, I saw you in the last lineup supporting the last bill. So you support both programs, as I understand it. Do you have a preference of the two?
Yeah, we prefer the plan that passes.
HB 446 passed out of committee 9-4, but the sponsor of the Healthy Utah bill, Senator Brian Shiazawa, says it's not over yet. He hopes there's still room for compromise if Dunnigan's bill passes the full House and makes it to the Senate. Lawmakers will have to act fast, though. The legislative session ends next week. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.